Hello, and welcome back to Laundry Day. My name is Drew, still. And yes, this is the podcast that gets me to sit down until my laundry cycle is over. I have a lot. Oh my gosh, can you hear my stomach? Hopefully you guys can't. There were people leaf blowing. Doing this episode has somehow been very difficult. It's probably because it's going to be my viral episode. I have an idea. After watching my episodes back in dismay, I realized something. I say, okay, so a lot. I want to make a Laundry Day merch line, and I think it would be kind of fun to do an okay, so shirt, like okay, comma, so. Because I literally, now you're going to hear this every time I do it. The reason I want to do merch is because I know I can't stop doing it. It's a bad, bad habit that I cannot stop. So I just say, okay, so, okay, so. Someone make like a compilation of just me saying okay, so. But I think I want to do okay, so merch. I'm coining the phrase, if you will. Last week, I completely forgot to include a dirty laundry segment, and I don't know if I can survive the outcome. I'm sure that was very frustrating. I know you're all upset. I know it messed up your entire week. I know that you're going to share this episode with everyone you've ever met because of it. Okay, maybe you're not going to do that part. So today, we will for sure have one. But before we cancel ourselves, let's do a little girl talk segment. Skip ahead if you're not interested. Or you don't like my girl talk segments because they're just too much. TMI, the TMI segment. Funny story. My mom recently yelled at me on the phone. I'm not meaning like, oh, Drew, why'd you do that? Like yelling, full-blown yelling at me. I need to take a moment because when I tell you what it's about, you're going to be very confused. Somehow we got on the topic of undies and I told her that I sleep in my thongs. She was mortified that anyone would ever do that. To their flora, to their comfortability. She just could not believe it. She could not believe that I sleep in a thong. She literally yelled like I was her teenage daughter and forbade me to ever do it again. She told me I cannot ever do this again. I'm going to be honest. I've done this for so many years. It's not even funny. Like I've literally done it for so many years. But here's why. I had to tell her because I was so embarrassed. Like, I don't think about what people sleep in. But anyway, I had to tell her my reasoning. And none of you are going to believe me on this. You're not going to believe that this is why. Okay, so the real story is, and I told her this, that I do not fart during the day. I never fart during the day, ever. So at night, I assume that my body has to let loose. Assuming, meaning my husband told me that that's what happens. So thongs are fart silencers. If you wear a thong, your farts are silent. If you don't wear a thong, I don't know. I don't know what. Classic fart silencer. So I told my mom in an attempt to keep my marriage somewhat cute that that was my reasoning. She told me never to share this with anyone, but here we are. Hi, mom. I'm sharing this. I mean, I told her I was going to do an Instagram poll even because I was like, mom, it's not that weird. She is from, like, to be fair to myself, to be fair to me, she is from a generation that didn't really wear thongs. So I feel like she can't hang. Before you click off of this, because this is just not safe for work topics, I would like for you to leave me a review. Try to leave a review before you heard me talk about the thong thing. Like from how your mindset was before, where you thought I was just this awesome, amazing. Here, I'll write the review for you. Drew is awesome, amazing, talented, gorgeous. But please write a review. We have actually a lot of reviews. I'm surprised. Y'all really have been listening to me, apparently. Apparently, I'm not just talking to a wall or a camera or a ring light. So leave a review. Let me know also if you're watching on YouTube what you would like me to talk about in future episodes. I have to sneeze so bad. Do people sneeze on podcasts? I don't know. I'm going to do it. Oh, no, it's going away. What do I do? Oh, no. All right, it went away. Let's talk shows. I have a few shows that you should add to your list. If you like funny shows like New Girl, like silly humor, then you absolutely have to binge Schitt's Creek. Schitt's Creek will go down in history as one of my favorite shows of all time. Here's the plot. So a rich family loses all of their wealth and this is so funny, but it's just dumb humor. But a rich family loses all of their wealth except the government lets them keep one thing. Like, they let them keep one thing. And it's this town that the rich father apparently bought as a joke for the rich son at some point for one of his birthdays. They bought this town called Schitt's Creek. And so the only thing that they're allowed to keep after getting everything taken from them is this little town. So they move into the little town, and it's just funny to watch this, the stereotypical, like, rich people trying to adapt to the small town folk and the small town life. So it has you laughing. It has you crying. You'll fall in love with the characters. Next show is in the same lane of, like, silly lightheartedness, and it's a show I've been watching every single night called Crazy Ex-Girlfriend. I have been watching this when my husband works late, and it is just pure madness. The show is just pure madness. It's also slightly a musical, but not in a way that annoys people, like, who don't like musicals. The musical numbers are like parodies. They're so funny. Like, they're not serious. It's just a funny show. So I love that show, Crazy Ex-Girlfriend. Switching to more serious shows, if you're not into that kind of silly humor, which if you're my mom, you're not. My mom's like, skip over this part. I don't like silly shows. Okay, so fine. Switching to more serious shows, my husband and I watch the show 911, which is about first responders. I like it because each episode shows a different accident and you really bond with the characters and how much they love and support each other out there on the line. It's a really good show, a must watch. They also have 911 Lone Star, which is a sort of spinoff of the original 911. It has a different set of characters. It's set in Texas, which is equally good. I love it. Some other shows to add to your list are the shows You, which I love. It's freaky. The show Good Girls, the show Good Trouble, and if you haven't watched it, The Fosters, which is the show that Good Trouble is the spinoff of. Let's see. Random fact of the daytime? I'm like trying not to do the dirty laundry segment because this one's going to be pretty serious, not going to lie. So let's do a random fact of the day instead. Random fact of the day, when you die, your hair still grows for a couple months. I put this one in here because this is so spooky. Your hair keeps growing. Then how can we be... Okay, I know I sound dumb right now, but how can we confirm someone's dead if their hair's still growing? I don't know. That is all really weird. Should I also make I don't know merch? Because I feel like I'm the queen of saying I don't know. Or whatever merch. I go, oh, whatever. Anyway, back to the merch thing. Sorry. Insert ad here. Please leave me a review on Apple, on I don't think they do reviews on Spotify, but if you're on Spotify, don't forget to click subscribe or follow on any platform that you're listening on, which this is distributed to a bunch of podcasting platforms. Click the follow button so that you get a notification when the episodes drop. Otherwise, you're not gonna be up to date with all this good stuff that we talk about, very interesting things. Okay, on to the dirty laundry. This week's dirty laundry is on the family The Duggars. You probably know them from their hit show. It's a hit TLC show called 19 Kids and Counting. We will be talking about some topics that might trigger some younger viewers or people who have been involved in personal assaults and sexual assaults. So if talking about sexual assault triggers you, please, please skip ahead. Don't go, just skip ahead. All right. Josh Duggar was arrested in these past weeks. If you are not familiar with who Josh Duggar is, he is one of the older children of the 19 children from the show. Now 33, Josh Duggar has been accused of quite a few things, so buckle up. Around 6 years ago, the Duggar family had a few things exposed from under the rug. According to the police reports, Josh Duggar, the oldest child, was accused of molesting 5 underage girls, including some of his own sisters. 4 of his own sisters, to be exact. This happened when he was a teenager in the early 2000s. Now married with 6 children himself, Josh's life is starting to be exposed for the worst. The family show fell apart after he stepped down from his post. What did I write here? I do this every time. The family show fell apart after he stepped down from his position as an executive director of Family Research Council Action, the FRC. His parents even did an interview with Fox News, Megyn Kelly. You guys know her. They did an interview with Megyn Kelly where his sisters were there too. And his sister Jessa called his actions, quote, very wrong, unquote. Shortly after being exposed for these allegations, he was then exposed for extramarital affairs on a dating site called Ashley Madison. If you don't remember the Ashley Madison scandal, it is a website for spouses to meet other spouses who want to cheat on their husband or wife in secret. A hacker released tons of emails and credit card information exposing thousands of husbands and wives who were cheating, one of them being Josh Duggar. After the public humiliation, he checked into a, quote, long-term treatment center, unquote, for 6 months, retreating away from the public eye. Josh's wife chose to stay with him, and they have six children. Like I said before, they have six children together. So she chose to stay with him after that scandal and after the allegations that his own family members even put against him. If you aren't aware of the show The Duggars, they are a super religious family with very high morals about purity, God, family, and overall service to the church. So this should come as a shock to his family. His family never truly disowned him, although they don't show him in family photos since these allegations and scandals have come to light. Josh put out a statement saying, quote, oh, this is where it gets so creepy. He put out a statement saying, quote, 12 years ago, as a young teenager, I acted inexcusably, for which I am extremely sorry and deeply regret, unquote. He then proceeds to say, quote, I hurt others, including my family and close friends, unquote. What doesn't sit well with most is that his family chose not to handle this situation with proper punishment, the situation being what was allegated to have happened back in the early 2000s with his sisters and some other underage girls. His family chose not to handle the situation with proper punishment. His father did claim that they got him a counselor with these things. And okay, his father said he got him a counselor, and that's it. They did not take legal action. They really didn't do anything. All they've done is go. They went on Megyn Kelly. And I suppose they thought maybe they'd get their show back from doing that. I have no idea. So they got him a counselor when these things came up. But the show, along with other things, would prove that he did not separate Josh from the younger girls that he allegedly molested, his own sisters, and did not take legal action, which, if you keep following the story, clearly shows that it should have been taken. The quotes from his family are a little disheartening. Jim Bob, the father, said, quote, he was just curious about girls and he had gone in and touched them over their clothes while they were sleeping, unquote. There was another time when Josh touched the girls under their clothes, quote, but just for a couple seconds, unquote. So it sounds to me like his family is justifying these actions. They're protecting one of their children, the person who assaulted their other children. It just blows my mind. I couldn't believe these quotes. I seriously could not believe these quotes. It seems as though his family's trying to protect him when they should be protecting their daughters and the other young women. Fast forward to this year, 2021. Sorry, guys. There's a lot to unpack. Josh Duggar has been arrested on federal charges related to the possession of child pornography. Surprise, surprise. Like, it's just crazy that I cannot believe that this guy has walked this long. Duggar allegedly downloaded material that depicted the abuse of children under the age of 12. The U.S. Attorney's Office says Duggar allegedly possessed the material in May of 2019. I think it's also important to note that many women have now stepped up claiming that they were molested by Josh Duggar, even not as kids, but just in general. And this arrest just solidifies the accusations over the years. The part that shocks many people is that he's still allowed to see his children in the presence of his wife, Anna Duggar. This leads many people to the question, why would Anna Duggar allow her children to be put in such a position with a predator, their father or not? Josh Duggar's wife, Anna, is currently pregnant with their seventh child, a baby girl. So maybe that has something to do with it. She's feeling helpless. Maybe it's her religion. Maybe she's feeling like, you know, I have to stick with this man till the end. He's my husband. Currently, Josh is pleading not guilty to both charges. And this is his first, like, real arrest like this, although he has been accused in the past of some awful things. One thing that stands out to me is that a Homeland Security agent who was present at the time of the arrest spoke in court and said that Josh Duggar's case was in the top five of the worst that he's ever had to examine, meaning the footage. The footage that they found on his computer was of the top five worst he had ever examined. And by the way, I don't know if I said it already, but the abuse depicted people under the age of 12 in these videos. The court date for the pretrial hearing is set for July 1st, while the actual trial will begin on July 6th. If he is found guilty, he could face up to 40 years in prison. Until then, Josh has been released on bail to a third party. He will be able to see his children and his wife, and he will be monitored with GPS tracking. I cannot believe my eyes when I read this story. I can't believe my ears when I've heard about it. I don't know. It depends on who you are, if you believe that you're innocent until proven guilty or guilty until proven innocent. But regardless, it's been years to come that this guy has been accused of things. I mean, he admitted to some of the things he did. So regardless, in my mind, guilty. Guilty. He admitted to this stuff. Oh, man. So I hope, though, what I will say is I do hope that he gets the proper help, because clearly his family, I mean, they should be charged as well with negligence to the situation when he was a teenager assaulting his younger sisters. They should have done something about that. There was clearly something wrong that needed to be addressed, needed to be, there's a punishment that needed to be had that wasn't. And so I think there are multiple people in this situation who are guilty. That's enough of that story. To lighten the mood, let's do a little list. Y'all know I love lists. I do lists on pretty much every episode. I love them. These are some things that only 90s kids will remember. Sorry, take a deep breath with me, y'all. Okay, we're over the story. 90s kids, you will be the ones to remember this stuff. Number one, Blockbuster and going to movie rental stores to pick out a movie. I remember doing this in my childhood, and it was like so special. On Friday after school, my mom would take us to the movie rental store and we would get to pick out movies. Now it's crazy. Like, we have every movie right at our fingertips with Netflix and Hulu and all those. Not sponsored. Number two, seeing your Tamagotchi die. I actually remember a story so clearly. My mom took us to Kmart. Maybe Kmart should be on this list too, because I don't even know if or Kmart's still out there. Ours closed for sure in our town. But anyway, my mom didn't want to get me a Tamagotchi, so she let me get this like off-brand Tamagotchi. That's what I had. Number three, Lisa Frank notebooks. All the cool girls at my school and at every school had Lisa Frank notebooks, and they collected them. It wasn't like you had one. You had all. Number four, watching Saved by the Bell and crushing on the characters. Yeah, Saved by the Bell. Number five, Mrs. Doubtfire. Such a good film. Such a good movie. Obviously, kids now have probably seen that film as well, but we saw it when it came out, when that film was fresh. Number six, slap bracelets. Obviously, you've probably seen these in a prize box as well, maybe at your doctor's office, but slap bracelets were a fashion statement. Back in my day, slap bracelets. Number seven, a collection of lip smackers. I had so many lip smackers and different like flavor chapsticks. It was ridiculous. And they were probably poisonous. I can't imagine the ingredients that made fake Coca-Cola flavor were good for you. But yeah, I knew kids who ate them. That's so weird. Okay. Next one, the first portable CD players with anti-skip technology. That never worked. So you would walk with the portable CD player like on your hip and it would and keep skipping. I remember my mom got us portable CD players. We thought that was so cool. Up next, texting on phones before they had a keyboard. So you had to hit the number three times. I can't believe that that was in my lifetime. It was barely. I will say I'm a late 90s baby. And so it was just barely at the beginning that was a thing for me. And my mom didn't let me get a phone very early. I think we're on nine. I don't know. Number nine, playing solitaire on a Windows computer. I remember playing like Windows games that came with the Windows computers and the little games that came on the phones that didn't even have QWERTY boards yet. Number 10, Mr. Potato Head, which apparently has been canceled in the last year. I don't know. Maybe it'll be my next Dirty Laundry segment because I literally don't know what that's about, but I've seen it. I've seen it in a headline. Did you know that McDonald's French fries have this ingredient in them? Okay. This is going to be a lot to unpack too. Sorry, guys. I don't know why I keep doing this to you. There is a defect in russet Burbank potatoes called net necrosis. It's that little brown line or like brown spots that you sometimes see in potatoes or French fries. McDonald's fries have never had that. If you think back, have you ever seen a McDonald's French fry with that? No. Why? Well, it's because McDonald's refuses to buy potatoes that have that. They eliminate that through the elimination of an aphid, which they then eliminate the aphid through a certain pesticide called Monitor. I saw this on a TikTok, guys. There's a video on YouTube if you want to see more about it. The pesticide is so toxic that farmers who grow these potatoes won't go into their fields for at least 5 days after they spray. Then they harvest the potatoes and put them in sheds for 6 weeks because before that period, the 6 week period is over, the potatoes are not edible. That is what we are eating. If anyone knows more about this, feel free to leave some tidbits of information in the comments because this shocked me. TikTok really did be teaching me things. Here are some delicious at-home recipes, speaking of potatoes, but not the bad kind. These are recipes that I enjoy when I'm trying to eat healthier. First up, sweet potatoes, sweet potato recipes. You can literally take a sweet potato, poke some holes in it, and put it in the oven for at 425 for 20 or for 45 minutes, and it naturally creates these sweet juices that taste so amazing. It's like, oh, it's so good. You don't have to put marshmallows on top of your sweet potatoes, guys, if you just poke enough holes in them and cook them at 425. So good. I eat those all the time, and I'll get into why I eat so many sweet potatoes. My favorite way, though, to eat sweet potatoes is in my air fryer. I just got an air fryer, and I'm obsessed. I'm so totally obsessed with it. Not sponsored, so I won't tell you which one, but it's really good. It's a good one. I preheat it to 425, chop up the potatoes, put a little olive oil, put a little cumin, salt, pepper, and herbs, and I air fry them for about 10 minutes, and they are to die for. They are so good, and they're less sweet. If I know, like, my husband doesn't like sweet potatoes because he doesn't really like the sweet. Well, the way that I make them in the air fryer is not very sweet, so even he thinks they're kind of good. So, sweet potato facts. Sweet potatoes are a great source of fiber, vitamins, and minerals. They are also rich in antioxidants, which are known to free your body of any free radicals. The free radical damage has been linked to chronic illnesses like cancer, heart disease, aging. Therefore, eating antioxidant-rich foods is good for your health. They are great for gut health and healthy vision and brain function. If you care about calories, you probably think that sweet potatoes are just as bad as regular potatoes, but they're not. They are good for you in so many ways that regular potatoes are not. So eat your sweet potatoes, babies. I've been itching my finger this whole time. I don't know why this happens sometimes. Like, my finger itches. Maybe it's an allergic reaction. I like to end my episodes with a story from you all, so I am going to pull up the reviews here. Last week's review was so cute. Usually I end like with a heartwarming story, but your reviews are so heartwarming. Don't forget, guys, please, 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 if you have not yet, go leave a review for my podcast. I would truly, truly appreciate it. If you could also click that follow button. I'm typing and talking at the same time. Wow, I'm so talented. But if you could click that follow button, that would be extremely helpful so that you can be notified when this comes out, because I cannot remind you. No, I'm just kidding. I am not very good at it, though. So anyway, click that follow button. Click that subscribe button if you're on Apple. All right, review time. Let's see. There was one that I saw that was making me laugh so much. One of them literally was so funny. It was I think I know who did this one, actually, the person. In the immortal words of Drew's mom, thumbs up, because I did a segment on my mom and she always texts me back with just a thumbs up, which drives me up the wall. So that was the review. It was a thumbs up. Okay, this review is so funny. Where is it? It says, there I was, bored at home with nothing to do. And then it hit me. Why don't I start getting into podcasts? This is now the only thing I listen to. In the shower, before bed, making food, jamming on the bus. It's an addiction. 10 out of 10, recommend. Can't wait for the next one. Keep following your dreams, Drew Wren. Heart. P.S. You should have won the X Factor. Also, I wish it was, what? Also, wish it was you and not Hailey Bieber. Hashtag, sorry, not sorry. Hashtag, he should have gotten his peaches from you. What in the world? What in the weird energy was that? There are a few really cute ones too. This person says, finally have a reason to get excited about doing the laundry. Fluff and fold, here I come. Great shows and can't wait for more. Great job, Drew. That's sweet. And then we have Rachel, who said, Drew, you're the most amazing person and thank you for always being there for me. And you're just overall amazing and an amazing singer. XOXO, Rachel Gomez. Thank you, Rachel. Rachel has come and seen me on tour. Rachel has some of the merch. By the way, you guys, I do have merch out. It's not Laundry Day merch, but it's merch for my artist project. So maybe you've come here and you don't even realize I am a singer. I have merch. You can go to shopdrewwren.com and check out all my merch. I will be doing some Laundry Day merch soon as well, so keep an eye out for that. Also, the day that I'm recording this is actually the day that my single dropped. I just released a new song called You'll Miss Me. If you haven't gone and listened to it, please go listen. It's called You'll Miss Me. If you liked my song Orchestra, which is the loading in song and loading out song of this podcast, then you'll definitely like You'll Miss Me. It's kind of the same lane. Fun fact about my song You'll Miss Me is I did not write it about a love interest. Obviously, if you follow me closely, you know I'm married. So no, it is not about my husband. Although I do his laundry. I mentioned laundry in this, by the way, little podcast drop. It says, like, doing all your laundry, righting all your wrongs. Like, I've you know, did everything for you. No, it's not about my husband, although I do everything for him. It is actually about, dun, 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 a TikToker. You heard that right. No, it's about a very high profile person who I was friends with who, honestly, after a while, I realized was not a very good friend. I started to realize that they purposely created problems that I would have to like pick up the pieces for. They also would create messes in real life, like just general messes, and then I would clean that up for them too. But it felt like I was being their mommy, and I ain't nobody's mommy. I ain't nobody's mommy. So anyway, I decided to write a song about it rather than expose them because I am not in the exposing business. I wrote a song about it. You'll miss me. Go listen to it. Oh, wow. I feel like I rushed this episode. Guys, can you believe it? This might be one of the shortest episodes yet, which some of you are more of a fan of. I know if you're listening to this driving in your car or whatever, you don't have, you know, 55 minutes usually to listen. So I want to get it like at a good time for you to drive in your car, drive and fold your laundry, if you will. So this one's going to be a perfect length, a perfect little lengthy episode. Thank you guys so much for listening. Please, if you haven't done it yet, go leave a review. I will be trying to read your review next time. And I will also be taking some Q&As from over on TikTok. So if you want to go on my TikTok, just type in my name, Drew Rin. Go on my TikTok, ask a question with the Q&A function, and I will be answering some questions from over there. Also, if you are not following me on Instagram yet, please follow me over on Instagram and feel free to send me a heartwarming story in my DMs that I could read here on the podcast and share with our listeners. Thank you so much. I love y'all. What do I always say? Say one mean thing to one person. No, I'm just kidding. Say one nice thing to one other person and make the world a better place. I love you. Goodbye.